Hello, my name is Kenny Puckett, and with me as always is Levi Smith. How's it going this week, man?
It's going all right, man. You know, last week was crazy, but this week's turning out pretty good.
Right on. If this is your first time joining us, thank you. This is our weekly review of the Daily Sketch, where Levi and I sit down and discuss the past week's daily sketches. You got some really cool ones this week. I know I always say that, but I'm just a fan. The first one...
Maybe one or two.
The first one's kind of this crazy, like, eyeball creature.
Yeah, it's my favorite one of the week, too.
It's your favorite? It kind of reminds me of that stuff you used to draw back in high school where it was just weird stuff.
Yeah. Real, like, H.P. Lovecraft-ish.
Yeah, like,
Cthulhu
horror.
Monster, horror, weirdness. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Absolutely. It's some pretty cool, neat, interesting things. What inspired you to draw that? Were you just noodling?
You know, sometimes I look at a lot of different sources, scrolling through Facebook and Instagram, and even just you know, I've got all these like photo reference folders on my computer, just looking at a bunch of stuff, and saw some kind of like eyeball monster, and was like, yeah, that's, you know, so I was like, I'm making an eyeball monster, and just went from there.
Right on. So moving on to the second one this week, you did just a skull, just a classic Levi Smokey skull.
Took me maybe about like 10 minutes, you know, just really had no time.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of anything, you know, skull's always good.
Yeah.
And,
I think every week lately you've been drawing a skull.
At least a skull a week, yeah.
Well, yeah, and, your cousin Ted once said one of the greatest things. He's like, yeah, I just want to get a tattoo of a giant pile of Levi skulls.
Right, yeah. I've heard that term, Levi skulls, yeah, because I've got like a, you know, pronounce a little bit of the eyebrow a little bit more, you know, they're not like photographic in their realism.
They got a little personality in their uniqueness.
It's a lifetime of wanting to draw Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like Ghost Rider's skull, they would always do expressions, you know, the uh-huh. eyes would change and they'd be more, a little bit more emotive than just a skull, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, learning to draw skulls from Ghost Rider, you know, just learned a lot of, like, facial expressions.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Moving on to number three. I guess this is kind of like three and four.
Three and four and five.
Yeah. So you kind of did, you were kind of showing your process a little bit, I think, in this one. Because of a necessity, but...
a lot of it is I just did not have time this last week to do any daily sketch kind of thing. Really just trying to keep at it. So the first one is just really rough shapes, figures. Mm-hmm. Just noodling around, you know. Okay, this works, but now I got to move on. I got too much stuff to do. And so I set that aside. Like, all right, well, I'll work on it again next week.
Yeah, and so you kind of just decided to do, okay, I'll do the next one.
Yeah, the roughest of rough sketches.
The roughest of rough sketch, yeah. And then you jump into, the second one you posted was just a little bit more.
Yeah, worked on it a little bit more for as long as I could, you know.
Right on. And then, so we have a third one that we're going to post for Patreons only?
Well, not necessarily for patrons only. I mean, we're putting it in the graphic here. It never really got posted on Instagram or... on the Mop and Bucket Facebook page. Oh, excuse me. I'm fine, guys.
I gotta get a mask.
Right. But
Sanitize.
No, so this one never actually got posted. I worked on it, and I never even got... things have just been so, you know, so hectic through the week that I never even got around to getting it up online.
Yeah, it happens, man. So
we'll see it here, yeah. And it's just a bit more rendering out and stuff. Of the
a little bit more detail. So you,
of the robots.
So over the three images, you just kind of started super rough, kind of.
And then working it up.
It's just still, working it up.
It's still like at a conceptual sketch stage. I mean, ideally, this would all be done
in one sitting
for sure. Yeah.
Right on.
But I am starting to draw like on my tablet. I'm starting to draw the sketches a little bit bigger than I was before.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a little bit more room so I can play with things a little bit more, you know, instead of trying to draw them, you know, like as small as I was when I was drawing them on paper.
Oh, okay.
And, but then I shrink them down to fit into this formatted square, and, which does a little bit to improve the tightness of the illustration.
Well, speaking of the formatted square, one of the things that's kind of neat is we're going to start offering the daily sketches as a canvas print.
Yes.
With
yes.
a wood frame.
And the prototypes you've gotten so far are awesome.
Yeah, we'll put some pictures up.
Really badass.
Yeah, so I think in the next week or so we'll start doing that. So start looking through the old sketches that you guys like.
And we'll print any sketch.
Yeah, any daily sketch. Just all you got to do is tell us the date.
Yep, 8x8 canvas print. And
20.
Yep, $20. And that's, any of them. So,
yeah,
if there's ever one from back in the day, I mean, I go through my Facebook memories and stuff, and you know, I started doing the daily sketch about 4.5 years ago or so.
Has it been 4.5 years?
From the very first ones.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And there are hundreds upon hundreds of these things.
So, yeah. If,
a lot of sketches.
Just let us know. Just message Levi or I or the Mop and Bucket page on Facebook.
Yeah, send us a direct message on the Facebook page would probably be the best way.
Yeah, and just tell us the date.
Yeah.
Which is on the daily schedule.
We'll pick them up at the studio.
Pick them up. We'll ship them out to them.
Right. I'm going to have a batch of them printed up to hang at the studio.
Yeah, probably in a couple of weeks.
And those will, when they come in, mm-hmm. you know, things are slow. Shipping is weird.
All right. So one of the
I'll sell them right off the wall, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the final things I want to talk about is to kind of talk about our Kickstarter again. It's coming up on the 6th.
For the Curse of the Jade Monkey activity book.
Yep, for the Curse of the Jade Monkey, the activity book. So I wanted to kind of get into the cover design and how we kind of came up with that. When we first started working on that, that's when I really kind of stepped into the project.
Right.
You had been working on the project for a couple of years, making all the puzzles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, putting together all the interiors for sure.
Yeah, and so when you wanted to do the cover design, that's kind of when you were bringing me in to do all the other stuff too.
Yeah, to think about actual bookmaking, formatting.
Yeah, yeah, all the stuff that I'm doing for
the graphic design and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what you're doing, and it's a kind of a neat cover. I really like the way it came together. What I like is that it was truly a project that we worked on it together.
Right.
We sat down and kind of came up with a concept of the background.
A lot of concepts at first.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we worked out a bunch of different ideas.
When we sat down, though, I was like, okay, we want to do this, and we want to place, you know, the thing on the side, and maybe we'll have something in the middle here. And you're like, okay, and you started sketching out, like, you're like, oh, we got to do like a stone monkey. And it's kind of the concept. And then so you did the pencil list illustration.
Right.
And then you kind of worked it up from there. And then I kind of did a little bit of the like the text design and the logo placement and things like that.
Yeah.
And one of the funnest things I enjoyed is when we were making that was we sat down on your computer and kind of built it together. Like I would do a little bit. And we're like, oh, it's missing this. And you're like, oh, no, I got it. And we're like tag team, wrestlers, you know. It's like, oh, my turn. You're up. Tag, you're in. You're on the computer for a little bit. And then I was like, oh, no, we got to do it like this.
Two designers on a single piece is not always the funnest, you know, the funnest experience in the world for sure.
For the designers, yeah.
For the designers. But we actually, you know, and we've been working together for a long time on stuff like this. But this was probably one of the most rewarding team ups that we've done in a long time.
In a very long time, yeah.
Since the Underground Comics days. You
know? Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Is it was something that I enjoyed doing, and it was a lot of fun.
Right.
And there's a lot of like design things that we had to put in there. So that's just a little background on how we made the Curse of the Jade Monkey book. Kind of going to be talking about it for the next
back cover too, which I think is almost entirely you as far as the design goes. I mean, because the front bears an illustration from me, and then everything that's not the illustration is pretty much your design, and then the back is, you know.
Well, there's a lot. Like I did use one of your older illustrations that I've always loved,
right?
Kind of place it in the background, and of course the text and stuff is all you. I just kind of continued what we were doing on the front.
Right.
Just took those elements and just kind of moved them around a little bit and put the information we need on the back. We're going to be talking about the Kickstarter here over the next couple of weeks. And so I kind of wanted to get into things like that, talking about How we did the cover and things like that. Maybe next week we'll talk about the insanity of the word search.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to.
So tune in next week for that. So if you guys would like to see the sketches as they go up, head on over to the Facebook page where you can check out all things Mop and Bucket, including the Kickstarter. If you'd like to help support content like this, maybe you can consider becoming a Patreon. Right now it's just $1 a month, and it really does make videos and things like this possible. I'll put all the links for that stuff in the description.
Right, and so go to the Patreon page, Mop and Bucket, patreon.com/mopandbucket. Also follow us on Instagram, the web comics at Sequential Disorder.
Ooh, yeah, there's some cool things coming up on that.
Yep, still working on stuff like that. So as soon as this next batch is ready, we'll make a big announcement, and that'll be one of the first places that it lands publicly.
Yeah.
And I got some cool new stuff going up for the patrons. And, right on. We're excited to see you guys there. So we'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys in a week or so.